This is the weekend edition of the Daily Gold Podcast, covering precious metals and global capital markets for intelligent investors. Now, here is your host, Jordan Roy Byrne.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the Daily Gold Podcast. Today, I'm speaking with returning guest. He's Dr. Jeffrey Kern, founder and creator of the Ski Gold Stocks trading system. You can find him at skigoldstocks.com. Jeff, it's been a little while. Great to have you back. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks, Jordan.
And Jeff, the reason I want to have you on is because I noticed in your editorial you're talking about your system, I should say, is talking about the potential of a melt-up in the precious metals market. Specifically, I know your system tracks the stocks. But before we get to that, Jeff, since it's been a little while, and you and I, we probably have some new listeners here today, if you can, why don't you talk about the development of your system, what it tracks exactly, and its track record, if you can.
Well, the ski indices, my colleague and I developed in 1985 and are based purely on empirical procedures. And they've been cross-validated now for some 31 years, all based upon the oldest gold mutual fund available, which is United Services Gold Fund, symbol USERX, or as I say, UserX, that opened on June 1st of 1974. So that was our database available at that time in 1985, and we went through a year of running old computers and developed what to me, as a scientist and statistician, was frankly, I couldn't believe that we actually found something that actually seemed to pick lows and highs and buys and sells in a market. But the idea in developing that was that markets are simply human behavior and should follow, should be able to be predictable using mathematical equations.
And so before we get to the current market, can you talk about the, because I know you have, you know, short, medium, long term, can you talk about all those signals and kind of how the system works? I know it might sound to the listener like moving averages, but it's really not that.
You're exactly right, Jordan. Your memory is very good. Basically, we found two sets of indices. The regular system, as we call it, with the master 92 to 96 index, which compares the price of UserX today to prices from 92, 3, 4, 5, and 96 day trading days earlier. And then we found one for 35 to 39 days. And then we found one for 16 to 20 trading days, the short-term index, which is actually a contrarian index. So as prices rise above the prices from 20 trading days ago approximately, you get a sell signal, and when they fall, it buys on the decline. So it's kind of like a stochastic that people are familiar with, whereas the other indices get buy signals on rises. And then we have the three very long-term. By the way, the interesting thing on those short-term indices is that they're all ended up being multiples of each other. 16 to 20 days is a 19-day index. Double that, you get to 38, which is the mathematical equivalent of 35 to 39 days. And then you can figure out the mathematical relationship with 92 to 96. And this is all done just empirically. We didn't have a theory as to it. But we average days. It's a little more complicated in computing the indices. My website, actually, but for subscribers, has the formulas, which many people calculate themselves on Excel spreadsheets, though my website does it automatically. And then we've got the very long-term indices that are less well-validated because they're so long-term, 40 years even now isn't quite long enough. But the master index there is actually the shortest index, a 218 to 222 day master bull market index. And then we've got just multiples of those, a 442 index, as I call it, and then a 663 index, which is actually the contrarian index. So we just recently, in fact, had a rise over the 442 and 663 into a 663 index sell signal. It sells as it rises. That occurred on April 29th, which so far has been the top. But I'm going to, as the interview will show, I'm expecting higher prices.
Yeah, first let's get into, now did every, I think you told me off air that, did all of your systems give like a major buy signal in December? Is that correct?
Well, the regular system, the 92 to 96 index, gave its bull market buy signal a few days off the bottom in January. So that was January 20. I'm turning my pages here. January 25th, it generated. So that was about 4 days, 3 or 4 days off of the actual low. That was also marked by the indices, but I couldn't say buy. But it only took 3 days to get the buy signal. And then the long-term system took another few weeks on February 8th, the 221 index bought. Actually, the system gets a little more complicated. People don't like complications, but the meaning of the index signals depends on their order. It's very important. And so the only way I get a bull market is if the first index that buys is the 92 to 96 index out of those three regular indices. That's very difficult to do. And it did it in January by 1 day ahead of the 35 to 39 index buy signal, which came 1 day ahead of the 16 to 20 index sell signal. So when you get the big buy, the intermediate buy, and then the short-term sell, you're supposed to just blow through the short-term sell. It's not a sell signal. And the same thing with the long-term indices, and they just barely did it also, though, a few months later. They're much longer term. So in January, it was a massive buy signal, and the projection was for a straight-up rise and then a collapse.
Now, before we get to the collapse, I mean, how significant was the buy signal? I mean, something for was it something for just like a six-month move, or, I mean, is this something that could last for a couple of years?
Yeah, that 92 to 96 buy signal projects about 6 to 12 months in that range is what is historically done, 1979 to 1980, 1982 to 1983, 1993 to 1994, 2000, late 2001 only lasted till May, it lasted 6 months. 2005 to 2006 lasted about 9 months or so, if I recall. So at this point, we're what? February, March, April, into May, we're into month four.
Okay, so now let's talk about, because in your article you mentioned there's a risk of a melt-up and that history indicates the decline should be quite horrendous. Well, it doesn't sound good for us gold bulls. But first, let's talk about the melt-up. I mean, how big of a melt-up could we see here, and in what kind of time frame?
All I can do, and I give to subscribers, is the historical precedents. So every other time we've had this bull market 92 to 96 buy signal, and the correction off of the off of a rise isn't big enough. So this fits traditional technical theory. You want big corrections to get bigger, further rises. The correction from the January rise went down only to a 16 to 20 index buy signal. If you want the bull market to continue, really, you want it to go down further to the 35 to 39 index but it only went down to the 16 to 20, which occurred on April 4th, 2016. And I'm happy to say that was the exact low. And I had to say buy because the indices were projecting a melt-up. So when we got that buy signal, it's simply, if you look from April 4th, it simply went straight up. And we went into a melt-up phase. And that melt-up phase continued and is continuing. And so the rises, I measured them from a little different point, but from a higher point than that. But the rises have varied from 24 to 68% over a period of about 15 trading days to 60 trading days. So it's quite variable period. We're now at day, I believe it's day 20 today, and we're only up about 12% from where I measure it. So as I tell subscribers, I'm expecting more, a lot more, but you got to have a sell stop because we're already into that melt-up phase and we could have already seen the high a couple of weeks ago.
Now let's talk about the potential correction or collapse, which I'm sure everybody wants to know. I mean, how significant could that be? Because I know that we were talking off air and you mentioned the 2002 period where, I mean, at least by what I track, GDX and GDM, which goes back a while, it corrected 37% very quickly, and gold stocks consolidated, I think, for about 9 months or so. I mean, is that kind of the precedent for what kind of decline you're looking for? What else could we consider as far as the potential decline coming after this melt-up?
In 2001, we got that buy signal in December. The top was in May. It rose, User X, which is less volatile than other indices, rose about 30% in the last 2 weeks of the melt-up. We haven't seen that yet. And then dropped about half of the rise, as a general rule. Objectively, the prediction will be that the decline will take us down to the 92-96 index sell signal, meaning that User X will drop below the prices from 5 months earlier. That's what's happened after every bull market, and then you base around, and it'll take a few months after that. In 2002, it took until Thanksgiving, I believe, or early December 2nd or so of 2002, to get a renewed buy signal. So that was from May till December, really. The major decline was into July, August. That's the horrendous decline, and then it went up and down and up and down until there are new buy signals. So all I can say is that it's supposed to go down to the 92 to 96 index, and, you know, what is it, whatever it'll be, 38.2, 50, 67% correction of the rise. To me, it's horrendous. Almost no one can sit through that.
Right. Now, so, I mean, it sounds like I don't want to simplify it, but it sounds like you're saying that it likely will be a severe correction and that potentially something that could last a multi-month correction, I should say. I mean, not something that's going to last a month or two, something that's probably going to last more than that. I mean, I know I can't put words in your mouth, and I know it depends on where we peak and when we peak.
Right.
But
and how fast and how slow we go down. Time is a big factor, but your paraphrasing is exactly correct. I describe it to people as a multi-month decline that I don't think people will actually, most analysts, I think, won't view it as a correction. They should go back to bearish.
Really, even if it retraces
half the rise.
Yeah, even if it only retraces 50% of the rise. So you would view so that 2002, then you would view that as a serious correction.
Extremely serious. Who wants to lose, I don't know, a third, 40%, whatever it'll be, of their money?
No, I completely agree. Now let's going back. I know you covered this in the last answer, but I just want to get this in again. So as far as the time frame for this potential melt up, I think you noted that the previous melt ups, they've lasted a certain amount of time. Could you tell us again, as far as the melt up phase, what day we're in again, and possibly, you know, how much longer it could last?
Yeah, those melt-up phases are highly variable, so it's not that useful. We're at day 20. They've gone out as far as about 60. I don't remember the exact number offhand. They've been as short as about 18, I think it is. But that 18-day one in 1979 just went down to a 16 to 20 buy signal and went up for another month. So most of them last about 2 months or so. We're at day 20. I'm looking, and I have other reasons to look for, an imminent explosion.
And so, could you share? Know,
the people think now I'm bearish. I'm extremely bullish still, with sell stop.
Now, you said you have some other reasons. Could you share some of those other reasons?
I prefer not to. I prefer to reserve that information.
Okay, and speaking of reserving information, that's a good segue as we wrap things up here. before we get to that in your service, I should ask you anything else you want to add that we didn't cover?
No, my greatest regret is that people try to time the timer. I'm the timer. I don't get lots of buy signals. This kind of buy signal, I mean a long-term buy signal, it only happens every 5 or 7 years. And so when markets decline, people stop subscribing. And yeah, that my income goes down, but I don't really do this for the income. I actually do it for educational. I'm a scientist, but it just gets me upset. Then when I write, you know, it's time, and then the people wait until it rises like this, and I'm afraid people are about to get sucked in on a melt up, and then experience the decline. So the best time to subscribe, not just to me, but to someone who has some validity, is after big declines or even during big declines. I guess that's my oration, my diatribe for today.
Oh, I like it. Although I guess I would say the best time to subscribe, it's always the best time to subscribe.
Well, yeah, but the best time is during big declines and even into big rises, so that you can hope to sell if you're in fact bought. But that's not the way nature works. It just doesn't change. It's very difficult.
Right. Well, Jeff, I mean, you have a really great system here, and I personally am going to be subscribing very soon. And I mean, because you're looking at, I mean, real data, real facts here. It's an objective system. It has a really good track record. I mean, I can't think of anything else that has as good of a track record as this. I mean, that's why we have you on. And that's why I'd encourage all our listeners to go to your website and subscribe. And Jake, could you tell our listeners how they can do that?
Sure. If you go to www.skigoldstocks.com, S-K-I, goldstocks.com, or even if you just search on the internet and just go Jeff Kern, you'll get there fast. And it's not, I don't consider it to be expensive. I've never changed the price. I've had a subscription service now. This is the 11th year. Publishing started with Kitco, and then the first person on 321 Gold. It's been 16 years, and I don't charge much. I never raised the price. You can do it for $200 a year, or if you want daily messages and a shorter term, like many folks are, it's $350 a year. But I'd like to conclude actually by saying some nice things about you, Jordan. I wouldn't associate with you if I didn't believe that you are truly an honest fellow. And whereas I am a pure timer, I do not pick any stocks. I can't recommend penny stocks. I only do indices, mutual funds, broad-based measures. Jordan, folks, is just an excellent stock picker.
Oh, well, thank you so much for those kind words, Jeff. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to having you back again after this potential melt-up that could be coming.
Righto.